Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. I'm Jim with a J. Blasingame. Jim Blasingame, thank you for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang, the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea's Takes on the World, and then The Coming Collapse of China, which I think is going to wind up being a prophetic book, Gordon. I know you say it hasn't happened yet, but I think you're right. And one and which brings me to this, by the way, folks, I know many of you read Gordon's byline on Forbes.com and a number of other publications, as well as you see him on television. He's quite much sought after these days, especially with all the things going on around the Pacific Rim, North Korea, and everything. What Gordon, we're talking books about the North Korea Sony dust up that we've had, and we talked about all that in the last couple of segments. When I heard that North Korea and Sony were into it and what North Korea had done, what little I know of North Korea, I said, they didn't do this by themselves. They don't really have the capability, I think, to do this by themselves. But their patron, China, does. What do you think, Gordon?
First of all, I've got to remember that all of North Korea's internet connections go through a Chinese telecommunication company, China Unicom. That's their backbone. More than half of North Korea's cyber warriors are not based in North Korea. They're based in China. And clearly the Chinese knew what was going on because they've got the Great Firewall, which is the most comprehensive and sophisticated set of internet controls anywhere. And they could see all of these attacks going out across the Great Firewall, and they could see all the data coming back into China because these hackers exfiltrated something like more than 100 terabytes of data.
Yep.
So clearly the Chinese have known what's going on.
That was a band wave suck that nobody could have missed, right?
Absolutely. And so this has been going on for years and years and years. The Chinese are complicit in this, and they're happy to see it concur. You know, we have to say that the Chinese are guilty as the North Koreans are guilty in this.
So China is the patron of North Korea. North Korea would not exist if it weren't for China. There's got to be a reason China would do this. I've always believed, and maybe this is me being Captain Obvious for some people, Gordon, but I've always believed that China propped up North Korea so that they could be their utility straw man whenever they needed them to stick their finger in somebody's eye that they didn't want to. They wanted to be able to hide behind. What do you think?
Well, that's absolutely true. I mean, because of North Korea, what we have is both Japan and South Korea are really on the back foot, and of course,
Taiwan. Yep.
And every time North Korea acts up, the United States goes to Beijing and asks for China's assistance, which means that the Chinese, who are ruthlessly pragmatic, extract concessions from us.
Right.
So North Korea, at least in the short term, is working very well for Chinese foreign policy.
What does all this mean? What are the implications, do you think, of all this for U.S.-Chinese relationship?
Well, it's something that the United States is going to have to face. President Obama on Friday at his press conference said that there was no indication that any other country was involved. That obviously is not true.
Right.
I think what he's trying to do is to sort of tell the Chinese, look, you got to move in the right direction or I'm going to do something. Now, right now, I think that this issue of China's involvement is not going to go away, and because of that, we are going to see that China is not a friend of the United States, as many people would like to portray it. And it's important for us to understand that because we cannot deal with the problems in the world unless we properly understand China's role. And China's role is not constructive.
And being naive and weak is not a way to deal with China, is it?
No, it isn't. And this is a bipartisan failure. This is not just a failure of the current occupant at the White House. His predecessor on China was actually much worse. And clearly we have a failure to understand China, not just in this administration, not just in the last administration, but really going back for four decades. And so we need to have a new attitude towards the Chinese to recognize their hostility towards us.
Absolutely, no question about it. We cannot be naive about them, folks, because what has just happened allegedly with North Korea, that's China. That's like a walk in the park for China's capability, isn't it, Gordon?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Chinese are very good. They have actually helped the North Koreans upgrade their technology, and so what we have is the Chinese training North Korean cyber warriors on a general basis, along with the Russians, by the way, and we have China giving a lot of information and technology to the cyber warriors of North Korea.
And last thoughts, it's a completely different topic. China's economy has not overtaken America's economy, has it?
By no means. We're about 70% larger.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody tells you that China's overtaken our economy, that's not true. Hey, Gordon, thanks for being here. Good job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.